knuckles in a fist with kisses leaving bruises. What more could I have given for you to stop using me up?
More of Lake Effect now. I'm Joy Powers. Although singer-songwriter Tay is just 21 years old, she's not exactly a newcomer. She's been performing as a solo artist for nearly a decade, and she began touring with her music last year. On New Year's Day, she released her first full-length album called What Love Is. She's currently touring in support of the album, but stopped by the Lake Effect Performance Studio to chat with production assistant Maggie Holdorf. This is Tay performing her song, Used Me Up.
Left me in a ditch, you wouldn't let me escape. You wished for me to die, but yet you begged for me to stay. I caught you digging my grave. Ooh, oh, you used me up. Ooh, oh, got down on my knees and I begged for you to let me leave. You wouldn't let me go, you locked me inside of my own home. Can't be a slave anymore. Ooh, will you use me up?
That was Used Me Up by Tay, who we have in studio here. Welcome, Tay.
Hi.
So your new album entitled What Love is the first album you've ever released. How long ago did you start working on this album, and where did the idea stem from?
So I have been working on this album technically since May, but you know, the process of everything has taken so long, it feels like. Like I've probably been working on this album realistically for 3 years. But you know, you start a project and things fall through and things happen, but it's the chaos that makes this time so great. And basically all the songs are 2 years old or more. I mean, 2 years or less. And they're all about love given, love received, and just general love. So that's what I was going for each of the songs.
Yeah, something that I love about your work is that it stands as a force to inspire social change and bring awareness to listeners. I'm curious to know why you chose to use your music as an outlet for social change.
You know, I feel like people who are granted the opportunity to actually have some real force in, you know, creating some changes, ring all of that in and try to be as vulnerable as possible so people can connect as well.
So the song we just listened to, Use Me Up, tell me a bit about that and what that stands for.
That one was kind of written out of just, you know, taking back and claiming self-worth. A lot of the songs on the album are actually in regards to domestic abuse. Actually, one of the songs on the album, also, all the funds go straight to a safe house in Green Bay, Maggie Sue. And that's what this one, Used Me Up, is also kind of about, and kind of the story after that Maggie Sue song was written and my feelings about that and just the empowerment behind kind of realizing reality and some clarity in who I am and not having anybody else tell me what that is.
Do you see your music as a way to empower yourself from the own adversities that you faced?
Yeah. You know, I usually write songs after I've digested some kind of experience that has been super intense in my life. When I feel super deeply. And I think that writing songs about these super intense feelings reminds me and lets me kind of re-experience those and take me back, because, you know, I usually write about kind of lessons learned or kind of evaluation points in my life. And I need a taste of my own experiences sometimes.
You released the song I'm Through and the song Used Me Up prior to the album coming out. Why those specific songs?
I actually was not going to do either of these songs as singles and decided just a couple weeks before that I was going to do these. Somebody said to me, they're like, you're starting with I'm Through, right? And I'm like, why would I do that? I was thinking more of just, you know, releasing the title track right away, but I didn't want to, you know, give everything that I've been working on right away and be like, all right, here it is. But I'm Through, the first words are, I don't owe you an explanation. It's not consideration that I have to give. And that whole entire song is just kind of about not owing anybody an explanation about who you are, what you're doing. Because I feel like so many of us get wrapped up in that and we kind of lose ourselves in other people's expectations. And then Used Me Up, I kind of wanted to lift up the mood and empower a little bit. And they're very diverse musically. The first one is probably the slowest one on the album, and then Used Me Up is probably the most groovy.
So you were born and raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin. How did you get your music start here in Milwaukee?
So I actually went to school at UWM for a bit and lived here for about 3 years. And I always have this way of trying to seek out anybody who is trying to kind of do the same thing as I am, or anybody that, you know, kind of is in the same direction or not. And so I've had some shows, you know, at the VAR Gallery and Between Two Galleries and some other places around town. It's weird because while I was here, it was kind of harder for me to find where that music community was and where the arts community was. But now, like right when I, you know, stepped away for a minute, all of a sudden everybody started coming to the surface and they're like, hey, we're here, by the way. And I'm like, all right, coming back.
I had the privilege of knowing you when you wrote one of the songs on the album, Matches Burn. Talk about that song a little bit.
So this song is about trying to defy the odds of a love that isn't supposed to work and, you know, putting your entire self in even though you can see an end coming. This is Matches Burn, and I'm Tay.
Not let this match burn for a year and to bind. We don't have to be just another rhyme. We have bound to the point of no return. Ooh, open matches burn. I've learned to overturn all my concerns of this flame we have burning. I've learned to look away to not be fazed by what they're saying. We choose to radiate, we bend this glando. The only way to burn is up in flames, yeah.
That was Matches Burn by Tay. It's my understanding that aside from being a musician, another part of your work includes coaching other local artists and creatives around Wisconsin. Can you tell me a bit more about that and your experience working with brand new artists?
Yes. So at the Heist in Ripon, Wisconsin, it's a new place there that's kind of a co-op space, but also it's where I recorded my album. I did a release show there. And everything that I have out right now has been recorded there. And some of the songs have actually been written there. And I have gotten the opportunity to be able to kind of seek out local artists, you know, from all over Wisconsin and be able to take and understand where they want to go and what they want to do with music and really kind of understand who they are just as a person and help them kind of find their voice. It's been crazy because now that people are kind of hearing about it, more people are interested, which is incredible because it takes a lot for artists to come out of the woodwork sometimes because it's such a vulnerable thing.
Indeed it is. Where else can we expect to see you on tour for your album release?
So I will be back in Wisconsin in a bit, but I'll be leaving to go to the burbs of Chicago, and then St. Louis, Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, Asheville, Cleveland, and Detroit. And I'll be all over Wisconsin then once I get back from that.
All right. This next song is Come Back to Me by Tay.
Singing songs of reminisce, a kiss would surely do. Come back home and find my lips and touch me true. Until you're here and embraceable, my heart waits here for you. I saw you walk away with your bags in hand. I knew that something changed when it hurt so damn bad. Now I wear your clothes around the house, 'cause I can't just hold your hand. Come back, come back to me. I didn't know my love was ever this deep. Darling, come back to me. Claim this heart of mine, please. Lingering a little bit, missing the way you sound in your sleep. And no one else could ever say my name the way you say mine to me. Darling, come back. Oh, come. come back to me. Claim this heart of mine, please.
Tay is a Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, and she spoke with Maggie Holdorf. This is Tay's song, Come Back to Me, from her album, What Love Is, which came out this month. You can listen to her full in-studio performance at WUWM.com. And that's today's edition of the show. I'm Joy Powers. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and please join us again tomorrow at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. It's 11 o'clock, and stay tuned. Fresh air is next.
Sing songs of reminisce, a kiss would surely do. Come back home and find my lips and